Okay, so here is a tip for the quiz that we're having for Module 2. So one of the questions that I asked you about on the quiz is about goals for this course. But mistakenly on the quiz, I said that it is described in your text. It's not actually described in your text. It's actually described in all of the things that we are doing and learning. But these goals are organized into four broad areas: rhetorical knowledge and analysis, critical thinking, reading and writing, writing processes, knowledge of conventions, and composing in electronic environments. So these are all of the things that we will be learning in this course. Those are our goals. So quickly, rhetorical knowledge. That's just basically all of those things about rhetoric that we're learning about in this class. You talked about, or you learned about the rhetorical situation. You have audience, purpose, writer, voice, tone. All of that stuff is important. Also, the rhetorical elements. That's all part of rhetorical knowledge. Okay. It also is part of analysis. We did assignment number 4 where we analyzed rhetoric in an article. But a second key area that we will focus on is critical thinking, reading, and writing. Writing being the key element there. Don't forget that that's one of our key goals in this course. Also, writing processes. You know, what is it that we write? How do we write it? What is the structure that it takes on? What should we follow? And that goes back, into just in general the writing process, where we have to start by pre-writing, and then we draft and we revise and edit and so forth. And then, of course, knowledge of conventions. That's the part that most people have difficulty with. Conventions are all of the things that are relevant to writing well, like spelling, grammar, punctuation, and so forth. Okay, so that's a tip for you for the next quiz that we will be having.